Rumor has it that as we age, as we get older, we have to suffer with hormonal issues, weight gain, and poor sleep. Well, today's guest and I are going to talk about that and so much more, so stay tuned. Welcome back to the Sarah Kleiner Wellness YouTube channel. Today, I have a personal friend on the show. Her name is Janet, and I've actually known her for many years through some communities here in Atlanta. And I really wanted to talk about this whole thing around menopause and perimenopause. Now, Janet actually reached out to me after working through my 21-day leptin reset course because she was so excited to share that she had stopped having hot flashes after doing some really, really simple things. So in today's episode, we just really want to break down some simple things that you can be trying and doing as you are going into that stage of life that could really move the needle. And these things are not being talked about in the mainstream at all. And I see so many women suffering. And so Janet and I really just wanted to sit down and have this conversation so we could get this message out to more and more people. So if this is something you're going through, stay tuned, share it with a friend. If you have a friend that's going through it or a family member, make sure to hit the like button and leave us a comment. Before I jump into the show, just a couple of sponsors. Now, Viva Raise is my go-to source for protecting circadian rhythms, one of the big things we talk about in this episode. You can use my code YOGI to save over at Viva Raise. They've got great, amazing glasses, as well as eye masks and earplugs and low EMF headphones. So check them out. Second sponsor is going to be Upgraded Formulas. You can use my code YOGI or YOGI12 if you have already used the YOGI code. And save on any of their minerals. I love their hair tissue mineral analysis for really understanding what is going on with my minerals. So again, check them out. And thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoy it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. So excited to have a good friend of mine now. Janet actually used to live here in Atlanta with me. We've known each other for many, many years, and we kind of just reconnected over the last couple of years through this quantum and circadian work. And so, Janet, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sarah. I'm super excited.
Yeah. And, you know, we kind of knew each other from yoga community. You do a lot in that kind of space and a lot of energy work and just working a lot with women, right?
Yes. Yes. Primarily I work with women and really work with women in sort of a reclamation of their divine feminine essence and that innate power that we may have forgotten about a little bit along the way, and really healing those wounds and reactivating that sense of inner knowing and strength that we all have.
Yeah. And I was just saying before I turn on the camera, I feel like a lot of the ladies that listen to the show that watch are either women that are my age, you know, maybe 40 and above. But a lot of women reach out to me that are in their 50s, 60s, and even 70s. And, you know, they're kind of like, all right, the kids are out. I have more time to focus on me. And now all of a sudden I'm going through this different stage of life. And here come the hot flashes, you know, if I'm still having cycles, they're super uncomfortable. And I feel like our society in general kind of just tells women, like, you're going to just be really uncomfortable during this part of life. And I think we need to talk about this a little bit more.
Yeah, it's definitely, there's so much to unpack. And you know, we could talk for hours really on this subject, but something that I've noticed in my work is that, you know, there was a shift about 5,000 years ago from when the rise of the patriarchy started to occur. And in this shift, what used to be like really a blessing for women, which included bleeding, motherhood, menopause, even like the crone was a really positive, empowered figure who was looked up to, like,
right. We listened to the older women. We wanted to learn from them. And now I feel like society kind of discards them. They're not. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, I mean, it's such a shame. We, you know, this whole idea that everything about our reproduction system, except for bringing a baby into the world, is pretty cursed, right? Like we're cursed with blood, we're cursed with menopause, and there's a lot of weighty shame and confusion around it. And so, you know, there's so many different things that go into this, and there's emotional healing and spiritual healing, right? On those levels of like, how do I actually feel about my reproductive system?
Right.
And then there's this huge physical piece that you're addressing, which is just so vital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think a lot of, and we were kind of talking about this, a lot of what I recommend seems like it's just too simple to actually
right there in front of our faces the whole time.
Right. It's like, it's too simple for it to make an impact. But then I have women, you know, like you had actually reached out to me, texted me, I guess it was last weekend. And I was like, let's do a Zoom meeting. Cause I feel like we need to talk about, I need to have someone who's actually doing this stuff and having actual positive results, like a real life everyday person. Because again, I feel like people hear circadian rhythms, blocking artificial light at night, you know, all these types of things. And they're like, whatever, let me just get on the HRT and, you know, call my doctor, get a prescription. Right.
Yeah. I mean, we've been indoctrinated to that, right? You have an issue with your body. We've been told it's irreconcilable, that it's just a part of what happens. Like menopause is going to be this thing where you turn into a bitch, you have hot flashes, you feel like crap. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what you can expect for those years, right? And so the result we've been, or the treatment we've been given as the answer to that is to have this external medicinal component. And I mean, you know that we're both in this world of natural healing. And after I started having really intense hot flashes, I had started this work with you kind of haphazardly. Like I was like, okay, you know, around December, I was like, I'm going to do this. I had been doing morning light, but I hadn't been doing anything else. And I'm like, I'm going to really jump into this because I have that middle age weight gain that I could not get rid of. And I found out through doing your 21 day leptin reset that I was going about it all wrong. I was doing all the wrong things. Right. And so I started doing the work. I got some blue blockers. I went on vacation. The blue blockers weren't reading blockers, blah, 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 right? All the stuff. And yeah. I stopped doing it. And then in March, I started getting, I'd had a few hot flashes before and some were really intense and I'd had some mood swings. For the most part, it wasn't enough to make me think that I really needed to like dig deeper into it. And then in the spring, I had my last bleed of the past 4 months. And I started getting very disruptive hot flashes, like wake me up every single night, multiple times a night throughout the day while I was working. It was horrible. And I was, you know, my friends were like, I can give you this, I can give you my naturopath or what about HRT, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I knew, I had a feeling that if I did your work, if I really applied myself, I could heal it. And I was set. And I said, you know what, I'm going to try this first. I mean, obviously I cannot live the next potentially 7 years without sleep. Like that's right. The last thing I want. So if I do all this and it doesn't work, I'll think about those other options. But it was freaking amazing, Sarah. I mean, it was literally like, I said, I'm going to do this. My prescription blue blockers that I'd been waiting on finally showed up, like, you know, right at the same time. And within a couple of days I was no more hot flashes, none at all.
Amazing. That's so amazing. And what do you think, like some of, like you said, I thought I was kind of doing the things and living healthy. What are some of the things that you think that you changed because of the 21 day program that were like, maybe I shouldn't have been doing that.
Yeah. So I can kind of, it's cool because of the way I did it, I can give you some very like trackable things, right? So even after I stopped wearing the blue blockers, I was doing morning light. I was doing, I was going out throughout the day and I was watching sunset. So I was doing all of those things, but I was not using the blue blockers. So with all of those things, I actually did start sleeping better, but I did not start losing any weight. And I, in general, I felt better, but as soon as the hot flashes came, it was like, you know, the sleep went out the window and all that. So it did improve a couple things. Like it was, the sleep was the biggest thing. I was like, oh my God, this is the most delicious sleep I've had in years.
So like, good. Yeah.
Yeah. When you like are excited to go to bed because you know, you're going to feel restored in the morning.
Yeah.
So I was actually even more irate when the hot flashes started interrupting that. Right. I was like, no, this was amazing. So then the biggest difference, and so I have been eating high protein animal based diet for a while. So that
has
already been in the works, and I'd taken out a lot of foods as a result that I was sensitive to. So I was able to kind of see that was all helping as well. But, you know, within, like I said, within 2 days, 3 days of doing the blue blockers, the hot flashes went away. So that was the most immediate measurable thing. The other thing that stabilized was my mood, right? So very quickly, I just noticed that I wasn't feeling hormonal really, you know, I wasn't having moments of being like, oh my God, I'm like being bitchy or I'm upset or I'm sad, or whatever, outside of like normal life emotional responses, right?
Yep.
And then my libido turned on.
And I think that's a complaint I get from a lot of women. I mean, in my private group, mostly, I don't really get it, you know, out there in comments or public, but in the private group with a lot of the ladies that will actually say, this is, I have had zero libido for years. It's just how it's been. And I think it's a thing that women don't talk about enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely had noticed since I started perimenopause that I had less interest in sex. Like when I had sex, I could enjoy it for sure, but it took a lot to get me there, like to want to, right? You know? And so what's happened over the last couple of months is that I could probably, I mean, if Scott walked in here right now and was like, do you want to have sex? I'd be like, sure. You know, maybe not right level of doing this, but you know what I mean? It's like, my body is more like my Kundalini is awakened more. I am more, there's more sensation through all of my lower chakras and I feel more lit up and tingly. And then when we do have sex, like my orgasms have just like reached this whole other level. So I'm just going to like share it all because this is like important, right?
Yeah. Like, it's, I mean, it's a subject. I'm sure we'll get some comments from people who are uncomfortable with us talking about these sorts of things, but yeah, women were, we don't talk about this stuff. We don't talk about the fact that the sex drive goes down and, you know, it's a result of hormonal issues. You know, hormones are running the show here, but how we fix the hormones again. And I'll tell women, you know, if you're doing all the stuff, you're doing the blue blockers, you're doing the food, you're doing the light hygiene, you're doing all of it, and you've done it for 90 days. At that point, maybe yes, reach out to one of your friends as a naturopath or look at some HRT. I'm not like saying no one should ever do it or putting any sort of shame on that at all. But the amount of women, and that's why I was like, let's just do a Zoom, because the amount of women that have told me this, that they were having hot flashes that were literally debilitating, and they did the 21-day program, they implemented all the stuff that I talk about in there, and they went away. I'm like, more women need to hear, hear that this is possible, you know, that's not a death sentence, that we have to just be super uncomfortable during this phase of life, you know?
Exactly. I mean, it is really, it's been remarkable to me, you know, in so many ways, because that was the immediate problem. And I think that some of the other problems were kind of masked, like lower libido, like, yeah, I knew it was there. I knew there was a difference, but it wasn't like, Scott and I were still very intimate in so many ways that it wasn't like perceived as this big problem. We had sex often enough that it wasn't like this big problem. Right.
Right.
But when I feel the difference in my life force energy now, it's not just that I'm hornier. It's my life force energy that it's more vibrant. And as a result of that, I'm friskier in all ways in my life. And that's a really beautiful thing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the other thing that I feel like women, they get to that place in their life and they just feel kind of dull, you know, like,
yeah,
Yeah, it's just that stage and you're like, I'm just more tired, and because you're not getting the sleep and I'm not as excited about life and excited about doing things and new projects or any of that. You're just kind of like, ugh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's almost like a dimmer switch, mm-hmm. which is interesting because what we know now is that it's a result of not getting enough light of the right light, right? So right. It is like there's a dimmer switch on your life, and it kind of is a blanket over everything. And so when I turned up that by getting the natural light and by blocking the harmful light, it was like all of that, the vibrancy that, I mean, I haven't felt this vibrant, honestly, in a long time, like maybe so my teenage years.
That's
right.
So good.
It shows that like there were issues long ago, even though they hadn't reached that tipping point yet. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that, I don't know. I mean, maybe 60 days in, no, maybe a little, I don't know, but I've been losing the weight now. Like I haven't changed anything.
That's nothing. The other thing is like the weight is super frustrating for women at this stage of life. It's like they've tried a lot of things, but then I get the messages from people like you, and I got like two or three yesterday on Instagram. They were like, okay, I did her program. I lost 25 pounds and it has actually stayed off. Yeah. I'm eating more nutrient dense food now. I'm not struggling the way that I was. And yeah, the weight loss thing. Did you feel, so I want to know this, because this is what I usually see. Did you see that like your sleep and energy improve, hot flashes went away, mm-hmm. things started feeling better, that kind of dimmer switch was turned off, mm-hmm. and then the weight loss happened, or did it happen at kind of the same time?
And then the weight loss happened. So things happened first. And then it was like one of those things where, and I, I felt like, so even though I hadn't lost the weight yet, I was like, I was more in touch with my body. Mm-hmm. Right? Like it brought a whole, and I'm pretty grounded. I've done nervous system work, so much healing. Mm-hmm. I'm more embodied than a lot of people. Right. And more embodied than I had ever been. And it still, there was like, I don't even know if I can put words into it, but all of a sudden there was a deeper connection there. And so I was like, even though I don't feel different, because at the time I wasn't weighing myself yet and I didn't feel different, but I could feel that something was happening. Mm-hmm. I was like, in that, and the fact that I was getting these other results, I was like, okay, like I just need to keep doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, it was maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago that, and I hadn't used a scale in years, but my partner had one, but it was missing a battery and we found it. And I was like, well, let's put a battery in it. I'm actually going to start, because I feel like now I've lost a couple pounds. Mm-hmm. And so we did it. And I'm like, really, I'm just watching the pounds melt away. Like every day I get on the scale and I'm like a half a pound to a pound lighter.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's
like
awesome.
Not doing anything else different. I'm not exercising more. Mm-hmm. I'm not exercising differently. I mean, I'm exercising way less than I was when I was holding on to the weight and doing that cortisol sort of exercise, right? Like it's all just easy.
Yeah. I hope you're enjoying today's episode with Janet. And if you are interested in any of my free resources that talks about how to do these things for absolutely free, check those out, linked down in the show notes for you. And if you want to give the 21-day leptin reset course a try and you're watching here, I will leave a special coupon link down in the description for you so that you can save 20% off. Now, I only usually offer a discount that big on Black Friday, but I thought I would slide it in here into the middle of the episode for you to give you that extra incentive if it's something that you're interested in. Again, I'm not going to be discounting it again until Black Friday. So check that out, linked in the show notes. And if you are enjoying the show, please share it with a friend, a family member, and let's get back into it. Yeah. And that's what I want it to be for people, because it's like, if you kind of listen to the mainstream messaging, it's like you have to walk your 10,000 steps. You need to do the crazy high intensity interval workouts. You need to do all these macro tracking and get your food exactly correct. And I just don't find that to be like a sustainable thing for people, they might lose weight initially, but I feel like they always gain it back. Yeah. They don't feel well when they're doing it. And so This takes some more patience. You know, I always tell people with me when I kind of was inventing this protocol, I was using it on myself. I was using it on a couple clients and myself. I didn't lose a pound in the first month. Like the first 30 days, the scale didn't budge, but then I got to the point, sleep was better, mood was better. I was feeling so much more vibrant. And then it was like 30 pounds just kind of like melted off. And it was like that, like every day it was just kind of coming off. And yeah, I mean, it's been like that postpartum too, you know, and it's like people work so hard to do this weight loss thing. And it's, you know, once I feel like your body has the proper signals and you're giving it the correct inputs, and you mentioned you've been animal based, kind of like a high on a more high protein diet for a while now. So you've been working hard at that. You're not eating like, you know, Pop-Tarts and junk food, right?
Well, and I will say that I took processed foods out of my diet years ago. Right. But when I was eating in a different way than with less protein, especially less red meat protein. What I noticed for me was that I had a lot of inflammation. So I had a lot of inflammatory weight, right? That was like, and one thing that shifted when I went to more higher protein diet was that a lot of that inflammation started to settle down.
So you had really done the work for this. And I get a lot of women like that too. They've done a keto diet, carnivore diet. They've really done pretty clean eating for a while. And they are still stuck with their weight. And I'm like, that's where we need to add these other things in. We'll make some tweaks with your meal timing, you know, and switch those times that you're actually eating or not eating. That is very crucial.
Yeah. So that's been a big piece for me. And I didn't mention it before, but since the beginning, I like shifted that. And, you know, just noticing too, that eating at those intervals, eating within an hour of getting up and then having, you know, eating, you know, earlier, so I'm not eating, you know, close to bedtime, like those things have been huge for me as well. And a lot of that has been in satiety. Like I just feel more satiated. And I think with the higher protein too, I'm satiated. I don't desire to snack ever. And there's not even like I don't desire sweets. I don't desire like, and all of this is connected to everything that is happening, right? Like with the light and everything. It's just, I just don't crave sweets. I don't desire to have a snack. I just feel, I eat and I feel good.
And that's how it's supposed to be, right? Like we weren't designed to be obsessed with food and worried about the next meal and obsessing over what we're going to eat and when we're going to eat it. Like, that's not how we're supposed to be spending our lives, you know?
it's so amazing because, you know, I'll people will be like, well, don't you miss this? And how could you not have that? And I'm like, I just don't. I eat, and I feel satiated and I just move on with my life. Like there's no sense that anything's missing.
It is a miracle. And I mean, I feel like people, they kind of use, you and I both don't drink alcohol, but they will kind of revolve their lives around alcohol and food and all those things. And I think that can really contribute to the hormone issues, the not feeling good, the not sleeping. I mean, even more so, but just to kind of reiterate, you've had all that stuff out of your life for a very long time, right?
So I'm like a really good test subject, right? Because I came in with less variables. You know, and so it's so like easy to measure. Like I did this thing and it made a gigantic impact on me very quickly. You know, then I did this thing and it made an even bigger impact on me, you know?
So, I mean, I guess I just wanted the women to understand and know that this is something that can be done. It is very powerful. And, you know, even if you're already kind of doing all the right things, you can still see progress, right?
Oh my gosh. Like so much. I mean, it's amazing too. I will just add this, that I thought that, and I was trained as a health, I mean, I did a health coach certification years ago and I didn't really use it, but I'm interested in this stuff. Like I say, to say that I'm interested, but a lot of what I believed to be in my best interest was not. And on what a lot of what I was told was not in my best interest is. And so a big part of this is really releasing the hold of what we've been indoctrinated into with food and light and all of this, right? And to really let go of that and suspend and go in with curiosity of like, well, what if, like, I kind of had that thought of like, what if this could work for me?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And even yeah. though it sounds freaking crazy, you know, there are a couple of times that I've thought you were bonkers, but
a lot, most people have, it's fine,
you know, but I respect you and I knew you and I was like, and I was intrigued. I was intrigued and I was like, it's working for her and it's working for people she's working with. So what if it could work with me, you know? And so I was able to put everything I had learned over here.
Yep.
Say like, I'm just going to see how this feels to me and how my body responds. And when my body responds well to something, I'll keep it.
Yes.
That's what this has been, you know?
Yeah. 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 And I find that for a lot of people, it's kind of like, I say it's a 21 day program, but it's 21 days of learning, you know, you're doing the lessons for 21 days, but then you're really, I want to kind of trick them into keeping everything that I taught them in the 21 days as a lifestyle. It's, and I have a module in there that explains that. I'm like, hey, I know you bought a 21 day program, but this is really meant to be done as a lifestyle. And I think that most people, that's what happened for me. And it's happened for, it sounds like for you, is that you implement these things and you're like, why would I stop doing that? You know, why would I stop doing morning sunlight? Why would I stop wearing blue blockers? Why would I, you know,
exactly. What? Like there's no, I just would not stop it. I feel so good. I'm 53 now and I literally feel better than I have felt for at least 30 years.
I love that. I love that so much. Yeah. I had a lady in my Zoom meeting last week with the private group and she's like, I'm 60 and I feel better than I did at 28, you know, I'm like it's, I feel that way at 44. I feel way better than I did in my 20s. I mean, I felt terrible in my 20s and it's like, yeah. And I'm not on all the medications I was on in my 20s for depression, anxiety, and all that stuff. And I think that's another empowering message for women is that when, especially in this stage of life, because again, we're fed this message, you're going to decline as you get older, you're going to feel worse. You're going to be more prone to depression and anxiety and insomnia and pain and all this stuff. And I don't know, I'm seeing so many women that are kind of flipping that on its head. And so I feel like we need to get this message out louder and to more people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that was part of why I reached out to you and was just like, I want people to know about this. Mm-hmm. Like this is, it's so simple and it can be done for very little money.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you, I mean, did I tell you in the program you needed to go buy any supplements or anything like that?
No, I mean, you know, literally like the only thing that I would have had to purchase. I mean, I have some other things. I got a red light. I got the analemma wand. There's some other things I've done, right?
Yep.
But the only thing that I really, that like the one thing I purchased that has made such a difference is the blue blockers.
Yep. That's right? What I tell people. They're like, what do I need to buy? I'm like, honestly, get a pair of blue blockers and you got a nice prescription pair, but I tell people they can get something cheap like Spectra 479 that you can wear over your glasses. They're not as comfortable or cute. But if you want to just see, hey, does this make a difference for me? You can buy those on Amazon. They're pretty inexpensive and just wear them over your glasses. If you wear glasses and yeah, that's really like the only thing I tell people that is necessary. I don't have a supplement protocol or supplement list.
Mm-hmm.
Red light's great to have, but you don't have to have it. Analemma wand is fun and great to have, but you don't have to have that either, you know?
Yeah. And the analemma wand I just recently purchased. So I'm going to say like, it wasn't a factor for sure.
Yep. Yeah.
In this, right. And so, and I mean, it really, really what it comes down to is that I've allowed more of the healthy beneficial light in, and I have decreased the amount of artificial light. And that is what changed everything.
Here's one question I have that I know a lot of women struggle with. So Scott, you know, I know you guys have been together for a while now and, how has he handled all this? Has he kind of embraced it with you? Did he think, what is she wearing these weird glasses? Like a lot of women get pushback from the husbands or the partners. And I'm like, so how did that work in your relationship?
He's great. He's really great. He like will make fun of me here and there, but he's embraced some of it.
Yeah.
He always watches sunset with me, but he doesn't get up as early as me. Right. Yeah. He respects that I don't like to have lights on at certain times. So he'll make sure, like, if he needs to turn on the light before the sun comes up, if for some reason he's up or something like that, he'll ask, like, you know, do you need to grab your blue blockers? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so he's really respectful of that. And he, I mean, he's embraced the dietary changes, like other things that I'm doing. He's sunbathing naked with me sometimes.
Nice. Lovely.
That's been a fun couple things. So, you know, he is pretty engaged, and even though he's not doing it to the extent I am, he is thrilled that I'm feeling so much better. Right. And certainly he's enjoying the sex, but you know, in general, he's like, he's like noticing, like, yes, you are losing weight and yes, you do seem happier. And, you know, he's really supportive in that way.
I love it. I love it so much. But what did you want to add anything else for women who might be listening or watching?
Yeah. I mean, I think I would just say, reiterate what I said before is like, if any of this stuff is affecting you, if the weight that you can't lose or hot flashes or even the moodiness, like, you know, the perimenopausal symptoms, menopausal symptoms, like, just try it. Like, just try it, because it seems at first like it's going to be really hard. Like, it seems like this monumental, even though it's just like, but you're like, oh, I don't wear those glasses. And I mean, what if I go, you know, all these things, right? But it's actually like, when you start doing it, you realize that it's very simple and you start to notice the effects pretty quickly. And so there's a lot of just inspiration in that to me, I'm getting kind of tender around it, but like, damn, I feel really good.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah. Yeah. That makes me so happy to hear, because it is hard. You know, it is hard when you don't feel good. And I talk to so many women every single day that feel terrible, and they are telling me all the stuff they have going on, and it can be absolutely debilitating. And so I think that's what you want. That's what I want for people, is just to know that this is absolutely possible for you to be in this stage of life and not be miserable, but to be actually be thriving, right?
Thriving. Yeah. That was the word that I was thinking. It's like, I'm thriving now. Yeah. And that, you know, what a gift.
It is a gift. Yeah. And you do. So let's talk a little bit about what you do and where people can find you and work with you if they want to. Let's talk about, you have some programs too, right?
Well, we have, I work with a business partner, my soul sister, Ina Lucas, and we have a year-long magical trade school that we do, where we teach women intuitive and healing development and business skills to have their own business as a healer. So we do that, and we do a lot of programs throughout the year. Like right now, we're running a program called Reclamation of the Healer. So, you know, and we have a lot of women in your same age group, because I think a lot of women get to their 40s, 50s, and they start to really evaluate what they're doing with their lives. And they start to listen to these yearnings inside of them, where it's like, hey, I feel like I'm really sensitive. And I feel like I've got these gifts as a healer. And especially women in this realm, women that are doing this stuff, like, we have that attunement to nature and the natural world and natural ways of healing. And so we support, you know, women who are, you know, work with herbal medicine, all the way to people who are doing, you know, complete just energy work or psychic mediumship. So it's a full spectrum of that. And then I also have, you know, my own business. So Kairos is kairoshealersacademy.com. And we also run a bunch of free events. We do red tent circles, which are really powerful for women in all phases of life. Even menopausal women that have done those red tents with us have really done a lot of healing around shame and trauma with their bleeding years. So that's been profound for us and a lot of people, and really supported me with the emotional aspect of menopause, entering into menopause, like having come to terms with that. So we do a lot of circle work and stuff like that. And then I have my business, JanetRaftus.com, which is, is a lot of divine feminine work. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'll make sure I link that down in the show notes for everybody in case they hear this and say, I want to get in touch with Janet now.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
Thank you. And thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me today.
My pleasure. Yeah.